Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Let's begin.
I used to work the night shift at a quiet McDonald's on the outskirts of town. The overnight hours passed slowly, with the drive-through being my only source of company. Most nights were uneventful, until that one night when fear crept in like an uninvited guest. As the clock neared midnight, a man in his 40s pulled up to the drive-through window. He was ordinary at first glance, but his eyes had a cold, unsettling gleam. I handed him his order, exchanged pleasantries, and thought nothing more of it. The next night, the same man returned. This time, he asked for me by name, making my skin crawl. "You did a great job last night," he said with a sinister grin. It was then that I realized he had been observing me, even when I couldn't see him. As the nights passed, he became a regular customer, always coming during my shift. His comments grew more intrusive, and I began to dread his visits. He knew where I worked, and when, and that knowledge was his weapon. One night he handed me a small envelope. Inside was a photograph of me at work, taken from outside the restaurant. My heart pounded in my chest. I was being watched, and I had no idea by whom. The man's voice hissed through the speaker. "You're beautiful even when you're scared." I had to tell my manager, but I couldn't shake the feeling that it wouldn't be enough. I watched as the man left, his taunting words echoing in my mind. The next night, he handed me another envelope. This time, the photograph was taken inside my apartment. My world spun out of control. I was no longer safe anywhere. Panic took hold, and I felt like a hunted animal. I finally decided to involve the police, but they couldn't do much without concrete evidence. They told me to stay vigilant and report any suspicious activity. I began checking my car before and after work, installing security cameras at home, and taking self-defense classes. The man was always there, lurking at the edge of my vision, a constant shadow. One night, as I handed him his order, he leaned closer, whispering, "You can't escape me." I could feel his breath on my neck, and I was paralyzed with fear. But as the days turned into weeks, I noticed something peculiar. The man's appearance started to change, as if he was aging before my eyes. He looked haggard, his once straight posture now stooped, and his eyes, once sinister, now held a deep sadness. One night, he didn't come to the drive-thru. I scanned the parking lot and saw him sitting in his car, head in his hands. Curiosity got the best of me, and I approached him cautiously. He looked up at me with tears in his eyes and whispered, "I'm sorry." His voice quivered, and for the first time I saw a broken man, not a menacing stalker. "What do you want?" I asked, my voice trembling. He explained that he had lost his wife to a drunk driver years ago, and her appearance bore a striking resemblance to mine. His obsession had grown from grief, and he admitted that he had been tormenting me out of misplaced anger. I felt a strange mix of sympathy and revulsion, but I knew I couldn't help him. I advised him to seek professional help and told him that he had to stop this harassment immediately. In the weeks that followed, he stopped coming to the drive-thru. The nightmare was over, but the scars remained. I had learned to be vigilant, but I also realized the importance of empathy. My advice to you, dear reader, is to trust your instincts. If you ever feel threatened or uncomfortable, don't hesitate to seek help. And remember, empathy can be a powerful force for change, even in the darkest of situations.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As a devoted McDonald's employee, my routine was straightforward. I took orders, assembled burgers, and handed them to the customers one by one. It was the perfect job for a teenager in need of some extra cash. But little did I know that my nightly shift would soon turn into a spine-chilling ordeal. It all began on a chilly winter evening. As the night sky darkened, I noticed a strange customer in the drive-thru. He was an enigmatic figure, wearing a trench coat and a wide-brimmed hat that obscured his face. His order was a standard Big Mac, nothing unusual about it. But as I handed him the bag, I noticed something unsettling. Inside the bag was not just his meal, but a handwritten note. It read, "The clock is ticking." I was bewildered, but assumed it was a harmless prank. However, it marked the beginning of a series of cryptic notes that would plunge us into a baffling mystery. The next evening, it happened again. Another customer, another note. This time it read, "The night reveals secrets." We began to wonder if our restaurant had become a hub for a local eccentric, or if we were unwittingly caught up in a sinister game. The notes continued to arrive, each one more cryptic than the last. Our customers grew increasingly terrified. Some stopped coming altogether, fearing they might be next. our quaint McDonald's had become a place of dread. One evening, as I handed over a happy meal to a mother with her young daughter, I noticed a note slipped under the toy. The mother was too distracted by her child's excitement to notice, but my heart sank. The note read, "The darkness hides all." It was clear this was no ordinary prank. I decided to confide in my manager, Sarah, who was as perplexed as I was. We decided to alert the police, and they promised to keep an eye on the restaurant. Despite the increased security, the notes kept coming. It was as if the phantom messenger had no intention of being caught. One fateful night, I received an order for a single black coffee. The customer, a middle-aged man with a haggard appearance, stared at me with empty eyes as I handed him his drink. I expected another note, but there was none. Instead, he whispered, "It's closer than you think." That night, as I left work, a sinister feeling gnawed at me. I couldn't shake the dread that had enveloped our restaurant. I looked around nervously as I walked to my car, keys clutched tightly in my hand. As I started my car, a note fell from the visor. I opened it with trembling hands. It read, "Nowhere to hide." My heart raced as I scanned the empty parking lot. I sped away, determined to get away from this nightmare. The next morning, I awoke to a startling headline in the local news. The McDonald's where I worked had been set ablaze during the night, the flames engulfing the entire building. There were no survivors, and the cause of the fire was unknown. In the aftermath, I pondered the chilling messages, the cryptic notes, and the haunting final message. The eerie prophecy sent shivers down my spine. My advice to you, dear reader, is to always be vigilant and cautious. You never know when an ordinary place can turn into a nightmare. Trust your instincts, and if something feels wrong, seek help immediately. The world is full of mysteries, some of which can be far more sinister than you can ever imagine. Working the late-night shift at McDonald's wasn't my ideal job, but it paid the bills. The hours ticked by slowly, the restaurant almost deserted, except for a few stragglers. The only source of excitement was a mysterious customer whose intentions would leave me in sheer terror. It was past midnight and most of my co-workers had already gone home. I was alone at the front counter, cleaning up and preparing for the closing shift. That's when he walked in. A man, tall and imposing, dressed in a long, dark overcoat that seemed out of place. His presence sent shivers down my spine. He approached the counter, his eyes never leaving me. His order was simple, a small coffee, but he was different from any other customer. He spoke in hushed tones, a sly smile playing on his lips as he leaned in. "You shouldn't be working alone at this hour." My heart quickened. This man knew something about me. Panic set in, and I offered a weak smile, dismissing his words. "I'm used to it," I said, my voice trembling. As I handed him the coffee, he slipped a note into my hand. The paper was crumpled, and I unfolded it to find a chilling message. "Meet me outside." My hands trembled as I read it. My instincts screamed danger, but curiosity got the better of me. What could this stranger possibly want? I decided to investigate, always keeping a safe distance. I watched from the restaurant's window as he stood beneath the dimly lit street lamp, a sinister grin on his face. The note had instructed me to meet him outside, but there was no way I would step into that eerie darkness. Instead, I observed from the safety of my workplace. He beckoned for me to come closer, but I kept my distance. Panic and fear gnawed at me as I tried to make sense of the situation. My mind raced, trying to devise an escape plan. Just then, another customer entered the restaurant, interrupting the standoff. I seized the opportunity to slip into the restroom. Trembling, I locked the door and tried to regain my composure. Minutes felt like hours as I hid, listening to the sound of my own erratic breathing. What was this stranger's sinister plan? Why had he targeted me? I finally heard the mysterious man's voice outside the restroom door, his tone growing agitated. "Where did she go?" he muttered to himself. That's when I made a critical decision. I grabbed my phone and dialed 911. As I explained the situation to the dispatcher, panic coursed through my veins. The dispatcher assured me that the police were on their way, and I huddled in the restroom, waiting. Moments later, I heard the sirens approaching and the stranger was taken into custody. The police assured me that I had done the right thing by calling them and that this man had a history of harassment and stalking. The investigation revealed that he had been following me for weeks, learning my routine and planning something sinister. My quick thinking had averted a potentially disastrous situation. My advice to you, dear reader, is to always trust your instincts. When something feels off or unsafe, don't hesitate to seek help or take action to protect yourself. It's essential to be cautious, especially when working alone in the late hours. You never know when a seemingly ordinary night can take it.
Thanks.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-thru lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Thank you for being here when you have so many other options.